Hey, this is your girl Imani. You are tuned in to Model with the Marks. Okay, guys, welcome back to my podcast. We're going to be talking about how I came up with my name, what it means to me, and why I really decided to become a model. I always wanted to model since I was 4 or 5 years old. I used to always watch the show America's Next Top Model, and the contestants on the show will always talk about how they were different, whether they were taller than their peers, or they just looked different than everybody else, and that was totally me. I also liked how they got to travel the world, meet different people, try on different clothes, and I just loved everything about it, and I wanted to do that. So when I finally moved to North Carolina, I started looking into it more and seeing what I can do to be a part of shows, learning everything about castings or go sees as they are called, and just so much more. And I was so intrigued about it. And so I decided to pursue it. And I actually did my first show when I was 17 years old. And from there on, I was doing shows ever since. I started building my portfolio when I was around, I want to say 19 per se, because I wasn't so comfortable in front of the camera yet. I just loved doing runway, and so I just stuck with runway. But that's how I started doing fashion shows or wanting to become a model. When I was younger, I was always self-conscious about my legs, like all the time. I was the type to wear jeans the whole year round, no matter how hot it was. I only owned 3 pairs of shorts my whole entire life, and one of the main things that caused me to be even more self-conscious about my legs is when I was with a group of friends, and we were all at an amusement park on the hottest day of that summer, and 2 boys were following behind us and said out loud for like everybody to hear, I'm talking about everybody to hear, "Look at that girl's legs with the marks. They look nasty, and she needs to put makeup on them." I felt humiliated and sad, and fast forward a couple years later, it still was affecting me because I've never showed my legs at all. Like, if I wasn't in church, I've never showed my legs. I feel like the one time I decided to show my legs was that same day somebody had to say something so rude, and I never understood it. But I mean, we were young. I feel like if I was to see that same guy again, that same boy again, I wouldn't even know who he was, like, honestly. And it's just like, people need to realize that in this world, like, you need to be careful about the things that you say or do to somebody, because you don't know how it can affect somebody's life. Like, that affected me for years, and it wasn't until I turned 21 years old is when I start really wearing like dresses and skirts and like actually start showing my legs. But that incident happened when I was like 14. That was 7 years. It took me 7 whole years to like really love my body, like embrace it. Like, I am the model with marks. And I feel like in this industry, it's definitely hard. Like, my biggest fear is when I do shows and I have a fashion designer that put me in something, it's like, oh gosh, I hope that they put me in something that don't show my legs. Like, I want to represent their clothes well. I don't want people to be focusing on my legs rather than focusing on the clothes. And like, thus far, honestly, every show I have done, except probably in like June, I've been wearing like dresses that actually cover my legs. And that's crazy. Like, I am so self-conscious about that. And it's like, up until June, I had to wear like this bodysuit, and I actually loved it, and I walked out on the runway, and it was worth it. I felt so amazing. I felt free. I felt like I can do anything in this world now, because like, people know I have it. And when you really think about it, nobody was really complaining, not from what I've heard. Like, the crowd still loved the design, and it didn't matter. And it's like, all these years, like, people didn't really care about it, and I was probably over analyzing it. But because of what happened with that boy at the amusement park, I feel like, yeah, it did play a huge part of
my life about, you know, not wanting to do this or not going to, like, my senior field day because it was so hot outside and I didn't want to show my legs. And I, like I said, I always wear jeans in school, and I didn't do that. I didn't do things like that because I was afraid of what more people may say if they see me, just like that boy did at the amusement park. And I've been doing, like, events that really, I feel like, put me out there because I'm more of a modest model. And I say quote-unquote modest model because, like, I always wore things in fashion shows that were, like long dresses, or there probably was, like, a see-through top, but I had, you know, I was covered up. And I actually did a body paint event, and it was amazing. The event, I was so nervous about it, but I knew I always wanted to do, like, a body painting event. And it came at the perfect time because I also felt more free. Like, I felt free. So the event was, you know, was like a Eden meets the garden, and they painted us, and we actually had to stand outside like we're statues. And I felt cool, and people were, like, walking by taking photos because they loved how it came out, and they were honking their horns, and it's just like stuff like that. It's like, okay, nobody really cares about certain things to a certain extent, and I shouldn't have cared about all those years, but I've done it. And so that's how I came up with my name, Model with the Marks.